Today, the church celebrates Saturday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 49. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." What's visible and tangible is not all that matters. The two houses in our parable today may have looked pretty much the same in fine weather, but it turns out that they were quite different from one another. One was built on sand and the other was built on solid rock. The most important part of a house is its foundation, and yet that important part is largely invisible. Jesus pushes us to have a sure foundation below the surface of our daily living. Just as the two houses had to withstand difficult conditions, we often have to deal with various difficulties relating to our health, relationships, and work. Our ability to cope with those issues will depend on how solidly we are grounded in faith and on our emotional strength as well. Jesus offers himself as the foundation for our faith and our daily lives. Listening to him and following in his way is how we build our spiritual lives on rock, capable of withstanding the storms of life. Our Lord desires to be that foundation of our lives, but for this to happen, we must cooperate with his call and build our lives on him.